This is Sean with Voices Levon and Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm here with a gentleman who's been, I'm assuming, a parishioner for a long time here at the church. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what is your name?
Richard Bosler.
And I've heard that your brother or uncle was the priest here before?
My uncle was Monsignor Clement Bosler, Father Clem, as we called him.
Okay.
And he was pastor here from 1941 until 1970.
How would you describe him, and what do you think his motivation for being a pastor was, just as far as his personality, and how was he, what specific things do you remember of him being involved with for the church?
Well, I think he loved God very much, and I think that he dedicated his life to serving him, and he was a holy man in many ways, but he didn't wear it on his sleeve, had a good sense of humor, actually a very dry sense of humor, that was well-loved here in the parish. And he was involved in lots of different aspects of the parish, drove the school bus when necessary, gave wonderful homilies, and was beloved by all.
So what did you admire about him yourself?
Well, I loved the fact that he was a good man and that he loved his priesthood, and that showed in everything he ever did. We spent a lot of time with him as family members. I remember him doing the breviary, a typical Bosler, running a little late at 9 o'clock at night at family gatherings. He'd be sitting in a wingback chair at our relative's house, and we'd all be little children running around. As he was reading his Latin and praying, we'd be patting him on his bald head, and he would just be oblivious. He was completely engrossed in what he was doing, but he did usually wait till the last minute.
Okay. Now for yourself, what brought you in today?
I wanted to make a visit with our Lord.
And how often do you come in by yourself?
Well, it's been a while. I'm fortunate to have the ability to come into the church, and I haven't been much since the pandemic. But beginning August 6th, I went to Mass up at Carmelite Monastery and vowed that I would be back here regularly. I think I was away from here to please some other people that might have been concerned for my health. But after having been to Mass with the Carmelites, I knew that I belonged here a lot more often. So I'm back.
So what are some of the architectural aspects or your favorite things within this sanctuary?
Well, mine, of course, is the crucifix and the tabernacle, the gold, the box, and our Lord inside, body, soul, and divinity, and then Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother. I love the traditional right and left side, and of course the church itself, this Romanesque basilica. Really, it speaks a lot to me, and always has. I was baptized here.
Probably, and what year was that?
Probably right here, 1951.
1951.
By my uncle.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and I know your uncle's memory is probably still living on, but this is a great way to be able to showcase it, so thank you.
Well, Sean, thank you very much.
You got it.